In this seminar, we will discuss three hormones that have a profound influence on weight loss. Those hormones are insulin, leptin, and cortisol. These hormones will be discussed in later seminars, so this seminar will give you an understanding of what they are and how they affect weight loss. Insulin is a hormone that is secreted by the pancreas. When a meal or calorie-containing drink is consumed, the contents of the food or drink is digested and released into the bloodstream as blood sugar. As blood sugar levels rise, so do insulin levels. Insulin carries blood sugar to the different cells of your body and allows blood sugar to enter the cells. It is insulin's job to help lower blood sugar levels after a meal. The higher the levels of sugar in the blood, the more insulin needs to be secreted by the pancreas in order to lower blood sugar levels. The cells of our muscles and organs are only able to hold so much glycogen. Once they are full, any excess sugar in the blood will be stored as fat. Fat cells, on the other hand, have no limits on how much energy they can store. Blood sugar and insulin spikes. This is a common term you may have heard of before. It refers to the fast and high increase in the level of sugar in the blood. As a result, large amounts of insulin need to be released in order to reduce the level of sugar in the blood. So what causes sharp spikes in blood sugar and insulin? Carbohydrates. In particular, white starchy carbohydrates such as bread, pasta, rice, refined sugars, soft drinks, cakes, lollies, and processed man-made foods all contribute to high spikes in blood sugar levels. These foods provide quick-release energy, which is converted into blood sugar efficiently. In the event the high amounts of energy from these foods is not utilised, fat storage will occur. This can also result in a sugar high, followed by a sharp fall in blood sugar levels, leaving you lethargic. Your blood sugar levels can fall to below normal levels. Your body then starts to crave more sugar in order to increase your energy levels, which can then start a cycle that is hard to break. Insulin resistance. Constant spikes of blood sugar will result in high levels of insulin secretion. Over time, insulin resistance can occur. Insulin resistance is where the cells of your body aren't listening to insulin. The cells of your body, therefore, don't let insulin do their job and allow blood sugar in. When insulin resistance occurs, blood sugar levels can remain dangerously high. Insulin resistance can then lead to type 2 diabetes. The key is to make our body more sensitive to insulin. So how do we make our cells of our body more sensitive to insulin? So we can start by improving insulin sensitivity through nutrition. In order to improve insulin sensitivity, the key is to have a slower release of sugar into the bloodstream. Slow release energy is what is required to do this. This will come from protein, high fiber plant food, and omega-3 fatty acids. Dietary fiber helps slow the release of sugar into the blood. Carbohydrates from plant food only contain small amounts of energy, however, are high in essential nutrients. These should make up the majority of your carbohydrate intake each day. Insulin and blood sugar levels are a lot more stable when these types of carbohydrates are consumed. A good source of protein and essential fats should also be consumed at each meal. This will help keep blood sugar and insulin levels more stable, give you the feeling of satiety, and keep energy levels more constant. When blood sugar levels are more stable, your cells become more sensitive to insulin. This will allow for greater utilisation of fat as energy. Reducing or eliminating sugary or other calorie-containing drinks such as alcohol will also improve insulin sensitivity. Correct nutrient intake is discussed in more detail in the macronutrients presentations and also in the nutrition ebook. Insulin sensitivity can also be improved through exercise. So we can improve insulin sensitivity through the right type of exercise, being resistance training and intense interval training. So this is also discussed in more detail in the exercise for weight loss presentation. Leptin. Leptin is a hormone contained in our fat cells and was only discovered in 1994. Its role is to regulate hunger, energy intake and expenditure. Leptin tells us that we've had enough to eat. Leptin also communicates to the body to increase or decrease fat burning. Leptin resistance. Overweight or obese individuals tend to have high levels of leptin. These individuals are resistant to leptin, meaning that their bodies aren't listening to leptin. People who are leptin resistant lose the feeling of satiety or fullness. This leads to greater food intake and weight gain. Refined carbohydrates and processed foods have been found to impair our ability to recognise leptin. Improving leptin sensitivity. Reducing starchy foods such as potatoes, breads, cereals, grains and other processed foods can help improve your sensitivity to leptin. Including good sources of protein, plant food and omega-3 fatty acids will also improve leptin sensitivity. Cortisol. Cortisol is our stress hormone that is secreted by your adrenal glands. Under acute or short amounts of stress, cortisol is secreted and then shortly returns to normal levels. Cortisol is also our body's anti-inflammatory hormone. So how does cortisol affect weight loss? Chronic long-term stress can result in higher than normal cortisol levels. Cortisol in high amounts slows down your metabolism, conserves energy, promotes fat storage, and can also result in the use of muscle for energy. High levels of cortisol can also lead to cravings for unhealthy food. If you couple this stress response with another common stress response of cravings for junk food, then you have the perfect recipe for weight gain. Your body conserving energy and promoting fat storage while creating cravings for energy-dense foods. So forms of stress that can increase your cortisol levels can be workplace stress, emotional stress, financial stress, changing jobs, physical trauma for an accident, medical treatment or medication, dehydration, overtraining and nutritional famine. Over-reliance on caffeine for energy can also be stressful on your nervous system and can promote fat storage. Caffeine tells your central nervous system and metabolism to go faster. Caffeine also activates your adrenal glands, which produce adrenaline. When adrenaline is released, blood sugar levels are elevated due to the release of stored glucose. If the blood sugar isn't utilized as energy, it will be stored as fat. High amounts of caffeine or chronic stress can therefore result in fat storage. High amounts of caffeine can stress the digestive system and also be toxic to the liver. So the following measures can help reduce cortisol levels. Walking, meditation, yoga, Pilates, concentrated deep breathing, increased consumption of omega-3, green tea or green tea extract, dark chocolate, branched-chain amino acids, vitamin C, and cutting back on caffeine.